Welcome to the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast, where we meet the joys and challenges of our sensitivity with open minds and hearts to awaken our best highly sensitive selves. Hello, my highly sensitive friends. It's Tanya. And as HSPs, we can struggle with the so-called daily grind of the 9-to-5 for multiple reasons. Maybe our jobs hold little or no purpose for a greater good that we believe in. Maybe it doesn't align with our values, or maybe your work environment is toxic. As a result of these reasons and many more, we can experience what's known as the Sunday scaries. So many people are unfulfilled or miserable at their jobs. But for us as highly sensitives, I believe it's a little bit different. Things that other people can just shrug off or ignore, for HSPs, they can take root and grow in our bodies, in our minds, and ultimately in our souls. And as HSPs, how can we explain to others the sometimes crippling anxiety and distress that we experience when we're forced to face these situations and issues day after day? Just ignore it. That was the response that I often got from my husband when I was shaking and crying just thinking about going in on Mondays at my last job. In a survey conducted by the website monster.com, up to 76% of Americans self-reported having, quote, really bad Sunday night anxiety, compared to just 47% of people around the world. Now, this is a whole nother issue altogether, but I do wonder how many of those that are suffering from the Sunday scaries are highly sensitive people. This feeling of impending doom of facing yet another Monday, it can show up in our minds, in our bodies, in various ways. Things just like general anxiety and nervousness. It can cause insomnia. It can cause digestive issues, irritability, brain fog, just to name a few. And although some jobs have shifted to work from home due to the pandemic, the push gets greater and greater each day for things to return to, quote, normal. Many of us don't have the ability to leave our jobs, especially if our work is essential. And it's important to note that this feeling can happen on any day of the week, not just traditional Monday through Friday, 9-to-5. It can happen anytime before you start your work week. So here are a few tips that really helped me to get through the Sunday scaries. The first is to simply have compassion for yourself. As HSPs, we need more time to recover from the stress and overwhelm, so take your time. It's nice to make plans for your time off, for your weekends, and to make time for all the chores that we need to do, but try to pace yourself. Don't overextend. Know your boundaries and know that it's okay to say no to things that you don't want to do, things that you don't have the energy for, and to give yourself grace if you don't accomplish all of the things that you wanted to, and to know when to say enough is enough. So second is to get plenty of rest. It can be tempting to maybe stay up late on the weekends, but depriving ourselves of sleep only adds to our stress and anxiety. Keeping a regular schedule is key. Third is one of my favorites, and it's to write it all out. Buy a cheap notebook if you don't have one lying around the house, and just write out how you really feel. Remember, this isn't for posterity or to share with anyone. So write out your fears, your anxieties, your frustrations. Don't hold back. Writing things down can offer huge relief to our thoughts and to our spirit. Plus, I guarantee the blank page will never complain and tell you to just get over it, no matter how many times you need to vent. And if you're worried about somebody seeing what you wrote, just rip the pages out and destroy them when you're done. Fourth is to unplug. So get off your phone, get off your tablet, your computer, read a book, or any other non-digital anything. Reading does engage our imagination, and it takes us to faraway places. According to one study, people who read for just 6 minutes a day had lower heart rates, reduced muscle tension, and stress levels. And if you're not a reader, that's fine. Turn on some relaxing music and maybe work on a puzzle, take up knitting, learn to play the guitar, or any other analog activity. Keeping your hands busy and your mind focused calms your thoughts and has a meditative effect. Number 5 is to stretch your body. Flexibility and adaptability in our bodies has a positive effect on our thoughts and our emotions. You don't need long, complicated yoga practices to feel the effects. Just 15 minutes before bed of some light, easy stretching can make a noticeable difference in just a short time. And lastly, our 6th tip is to listen to a guided meditation. My personal favorite is Yoga Nidra. If you're a regular listener, you've heard me mention this practice on other occasions. And why do I talk about it so often? Because it works. It's the easiest and most relaxing meditation practice you'll ever do. And it's a great tool that helps us to stay grounded in the present moment. As the student, all you need is a comfy space to lie down as you listen to your guide. It's that simple and it's that amazing. As HSPs, it's important for us to acknowledge that our emotional distress is valid, and even more important, that we find healthy ways to manage it. So try some of these practices, and if they offer you relief from the Sunday scaries, reach out and let me know. I'd love to hear from you. If you enjoy the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast, please leave a review and share it with others. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of the good stuff, and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for spending time with me here on the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast. New episodes are released Wednesdays, and please feel free to reach out with any questions or comments. And never forget, we were given this highly sensitive life because we're strong enough to live it.